At the Ag Media Summit, I'm visiting with Paul Redditch with FMC. And Paul, I know that you had a very successful anthem singing contest again this year, but we're already looking ahead. What's the latest right now on this year's contest?
Chuck, you know, it's so exciting. I mean, I'm an old guy, but being involved with students is fantastic. We're in our third year. Voting has just completed for the preliminary rounds and to select the top 20. And those videos have gone now to our judges. We have a panel of five judges representing FFA, 4-H, NAMA, also last year's grand prize winner, and then also the music producer for the Country Music Awards is one of our judges. So those five will select the final four. They're doing it literally this week. So by next week, we'll know who the final four are, and then we're going to take them to Nashville for a recording session. So fun times.
You probably need an agri-blogger to go along to Nashville with you.
Oh, man, the music. You know, we record in the House of Blues studio where Miranda Lambert and Faith Hill.
I can handle that.
There's probably some guys that recorded there, too. I don't know about them. But anyhow, you can join us.
So how many entries did you have this year?
We had 225 folks. Of course, the students that can be 13 to 21 years of age. Mm-hmm. Have some agriculture organization background or association, and then it's a matter of them getting all their friends and family to vote for them online. They vote once a day during the voting period. Each person can. So we ended up with almost 50,000 votes in the prelims. So we're going to see what the finals. We'll be voting again. So after we record the four in Nashville, we'll also be producing a TV program that'll be on RFD TV. Folks have a chance to see them, about a half-hour TV program, and then they'll be voting to select the grand prize winner. Each of the four get at least a $5,000 scholarship, and the grand prize winner a $10,000 scholarship.
Just for singing the national anthem. That's awesome.
For singing the national anthem.
That doesn't sound too hard, but I'm not going to try it.
Well, these students are really exciting, full of energy, and we've got some great singers there.
So would you compare how this year has done compared to the first two times you've run this contest?
Well, it's interesting to see the students. Some of them have entered the next year. They say they entered last year, and actually kind of watching how their votes are going, I can see how they've kind of maybe refined a little bit about how they engaged people social media wise to vote for them. So that's been fun watching that. As more students learn about the program, I think we've got a lot of individuals who have become maybe more serious about their entries.
So at this point, where do people go to learn more about it or see status updates on who the winners are at these different stages?
They should go to fmccrop.com/contest. fmccrop.com/contest. So that'll give them kind of the update of where we are in the program. And then after the TV program runs the end of August, that's where they'll go to vote again.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much, Paul Redditch with FMC. And Paul, I didn't mention at the beginning, but we want to thank FMC for being a sponsor of our coverage here at the Ag Media Summit. From Indianapolis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.